It's Thursday, September the 23rd. We began yesterday the fourth sermon song, the last three verses of Isaiah 52. And today we pick it up in chapter 53 and the opening verses, which is a lament on behalf of the believing remnant as to how few there are that actually believe him. Who has believed what he has heard from us, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of a dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, as one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. This was not the Jesus that people imagined as Messiah. They wanted a king, someone who would be a figure of great romance and strong and brave and go about kicking the Romans out, for one thing. And instead, he doesn't look like much. He has no form nor comeliness that we should desire him. He grew up in an obscure town called Nazareth, about which people said in his time, does any good thing come out of Nazareth? He was poor. He was the son of a carpenter. In the eyes of men and women, and people despised him and rejected him. They were looking for a brash military figure, and instead they saw in him just ordinariness and nothing much to look at. And his CV they read with disappointment. And this is a lament on behalf of the believing remnant as to how few there were who believed him. And when Jesus died, how many believers were there? Not a lot. And even some of his own disciples were having their doubts, for sure. Well, it is still the same today, of course, although there are now millions and millions of people in the world who believe in Jesus. But relative to the size of the world population, it is still a minority who fail to put their trust in the Lord Jesus. Well, we'll pick up the fourth sermon song again next week. Have a wonderful weekend.